Giving you a second helping in bite-sized form. The Jared and Kathy Podcast.
My sisters and I went to the game. It was going to be a little girls' outing before I gave birth. I was a month away and figured, hey, I had plenty of time. And in the second period, I start going into labor. I think it was just all the excitement and dancing and the goals. It was just really fantastic. And I look at my sisters, all of us, and we're like, there's no way we're leaving this game. We stuck it out. Contractions started in the second period, and we stayed all the way through to the end. We were all on such a high, right, because we're in the playoffs. We had this massive win, got to the hospital, literally within minutes to spare.
You take that risk? Not many of us would. You really have to like hockey. I guess if you paid hundreds for the tickets, possibly even into the thousands, depending on how many sisters she has, but what would be the event that you would say, no, we are not going to the hospital right now? You've got meet and greet tickets for Michael Bublé. He's looking good. You can see him at the end of the line, but you just went into labor. You know, I'd say everybody in front of you is going to be panting and probably a little disheveled in meeting Michael Bublé. You'd fit right in.
Jarrett and Kathy's Not News News.
Snoop Lion says that he wants to be the new Bob Marley. He says, quote, his third eye has opened up and he wants to pass on that wisdom. I think Snoop smoked all he can smoke. I think that he found a limit. The Halifax Chronicle Herald messed up their own name in an article calling themselves the Chronicle. Ironically, the article was about their excellence in journalism awards. And Toronto Mayor Rob Ford should have been a Roberta.
Had two. You had Kathy in 1960, and then you had Randy in 1962, and then you had Dougie in 1964. So you must have had this plan, too, too, too. 5 years later, you decided to have me in 69. So what was going on there, Ma?
Well, I guess it was an afterthought. You were supposed to be a girl. I had a girl first, then the two boys, and then this one was going to be another girl.
Wow.
I guess in Turkey, dozens of people each month will go get a follicle extraction from a hairier part of the body. Go through a 5-hour procedure, costs up to $5,000, and they will stick that onto your upper lip to have a beefier mustache, if you will. I guess Turkey's a hotbed now for plastic surgery. 100,000 people last year visited Turkey just to get some work done. They don't have exact numbers. Likely to be in the thousands, though, for mustache transplants. Why, you ask? Well, I guess in certain parts of the world, a mustache is a sign of virility. I'm glad it's not here, because if a mustache was and facial hair is a sign of virility, I have the virility of a tree stump. Guy in Calgary wakes up. It's around 2 a.m. Here's his truck starting. Runs outside, jumps on top of the cab to try to get this thief to stop from stealing it. Clings on to the thing while he estimates Buddy was doing 140 kilometers per hour at times trying to get him off the top. The thief, that is. They go a couple of times around the neighborhood. They end up going about 30 blocks. They're driving around all around McMahon Stadium area. At 2 a.m., on top of his truck, 140 kilometers per hour, buck naked. What's the last thing you wanted to grip onto while naked? I would say cactus, porcupine, speeding truck is probably number three. Could you imagine? The girlfriend follows him out there and to see that scene coming around. She's just standing there on the street in the neighborhood. He comes back. Oh, hi, honey. I'll be right in. Just announced that David Beckham is going to be retiring from the sport of soccer. Don't be upset. This is actually something to celebrate. It's now. Sure, women everywhere will be happy that he can finally use his hands, and I'm sure he'll get out of that bulky soccer uniform. And I feel like if Kathy were here, she'd make me do this. There you go. More shirtless Bex. Modeling underwear. He's probably going to shave less now, too. Just hope he doesn't take a career in public speaking.
107.7 The River, online exclusive.
Walking through Save-On the other day, and there's a bag of these marshmallows. I swear these things are the size of, like, a bag of kittens. Twice as delicious, but, like, the size of your hand. Who could possibly eat these things? What, do you take a slice off of the marshmallow? Put the rest in the fridge for later, or just use it. You want a slice of marshmallow? Okay, and then use the rest of it to level the trailer. Maybe that's it. Maybe they're not for eating anymore. They've outgrown eating. Hey, all you need for camping entertainment now is to take a bag of these marshmallows with you. You can throw it around for a bit. Have a little marsh pillow fight. Take it out on the lake and float around on it. It seems like every week somebody spends an inordinate amount of money for something not worth it. It'd be cool to sit down and have a coffee break with Tim Cook, the CEO of Apple, yes? But would you give $610,000 to do it? That's what happened on a charity auction site. Cup of coffee with Tim Cook, CEO of Apple. And there's more wasted money.
They're calling it Golden Girls Gone Wild.
Wow.
No, as B. Arthur, yes. Naked. It is okay. A portrait painted in 1991 of the Golden Girls and Maude star, completely topless. It sold for $1.9 million.
Yeah. You really need to let that sink in.
B. Arthur, B. Arthur, yeah. Naked, yeah. Naked, yeah. Naked. $1.9 million.
Bringing you the best of Jarrett and Kathy in podcast form.